RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Well, you got a lot of ice time in the last game, and you've been getting the ice time. And when you put in 27, 28 minutes in a hockey game, do you have to take care of your body a little bit differently, or you just in good enough shape that, you know, you can handle it just fine?
It's a little tough coming off a three-day break. You're not going to feel how you usually feel during or after a game. So, just try your best to recover as much as you can, you know, nutrition, sleep, whatever it might be, my normal routine. So nothing really changes depending on the minutes. Just really make sure I'm consistent at it. And it seems to work for me. So just keep doing the right things.
I know last time we talked in the pregame, you had told me there were some things in your game you wanted to really improve on. You weren't happy with your game at that time. Now it seems like in both ends of the rink, your game is like really on top of your game. You seem like you're playing very well on the offensive end and on the defensive end. What did you do to try to improve yourself and get back to the type of game that you know you can play?
I don't know. Sometimes it just seems like whatever you do, something goes wrong, you know. It doesn't mean you're not trying hard or working hard or trying to be detailed. Sometimes that's just the way it goes. You really just got to bear down and work hard to get out of those types of ruts. You know, that's what I feel like when I have a stretch of games, it's not my best. I just try to, you know, go back to, you know, playing simple, playing hard, playing physical. And usually once you do that, things start to come. So that's what I've been focusing on, is just skating and competing, honestly. Moving my feet and playing physical. So that's what drives my game, so I just try to stick to that.
You just made me think of another question when you said, and of course, we know you're trying, but when it's going bad, do you almost start trying to do too much? You know, that's kind of what in my head is like, is that maybe sometimes part of the problem is, yeah, you're trying, but maybe you're trying too hard because you want to get out of it type of a thing.
Yeah, for sure. That definitely happens, you know. I think it's kind of human nature, but like I said, you really just got to work and focus on simplifying and if you're not feeling your best or whatever it might be, simplifying and working hard, and that's the only way things are going to turn around for you. So that's something I've been emphasizing to myself and really focusing on, so that's what I'll continue to do moving forward.
You guys are human, and when the games aren't going well and you're losing, of course, you're not happy. It's not fun to go to work and that type of thing. Now that things have... you guys are playing better, and because you're playing better, you're getting the results. What does that do to the outlook in the locker room? Is it just obviously more fun to come to work and just better to be here?
100%, you know. Like you said, we are human, right? And at the end of the day, we're very blessed to do what we do and come to the rink every day and do what we love, but at the same time, it is a job. And, when you're losing, it sucks coming in and, trying to figure out what's going on. So when you find some success and everyone's playing well, you really got to do everything you can to hang on to that and identify why you're having success and what's creating that success. And, we've been able to do that lately. And, we just got to find a way to, put those type of efforts forward consistently throughout the rest of the year. Everyone's happy that we've won 8 games in a row, and we're going to continue to try to win the next one, but we've got to identify, like I said, what we've been doing well and continue to do that for the rest of the season if we want to make the playoffs, because like everyone sees, it's a real tight race, and you can't have any off nights right now. So but it's been a lot of fun this last couple of weeks, you know, winning. Everyone's playing hard and playing for each other, and it's been really enjoyable.
The last thing I'll ask you about the game that the team is playing, and you can tell me if you think I'm wrong, to me it seems like the biggest thing is puck management, especially in third periods. We can go back to Seattle where you guys protected a 2-1 lead for probably half the game, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, you've had good third periods every game since then where you've protected leads or you were tied and you stay tied and won the game in overtime. Is that one of the biggest things, is just puck management, where you're not putting your goalies in bad spots and it's making you guys play well in third periods?
Yeah, for sure. That's a huge part of it. But there's a lot of things that go into it, you know, like, I think in the past, in third periods, we've just kind of gone into a shell and just tried to, you know, defend our way out of games, and I don't think you can do that in the NHL. You got to continue to press and continue to try to create and continue to forecheck and pressure. That keeps the other teams on their heels and, you know, out of your own end. So, like you said, we've done a good job of that, and we've done a good job of protecting leads. So, you know, I think it shows a lot of growth in our group of late, and something that we're going to have to continue to do down the stretch.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.